This is a disease of isolation. The drug and alcoholics are isolated, tortured by isolation and loneliness. We are tortured people, and the torture comes from our isolation, our loneliness. So this is imperative for an alcoholic and a drug addict to not feel that isolation thing anymore. How many times you walk into a big atmosphere of people and feel like an alien? That's that great sense of isolation being magnified by an intense realization that I'm not alone. But because of the unreasoned distortion of judgment I have, I feel like I am all alone. That is perverted. That is what alcoholism, it always reverses that, the truth of what it is that when I'm in a large group of people, a stadium, a game, I've learned to realize innately that I'm connected to each and every one of them. How could I have ever thought I was separate from all these people? Look at them. They're all just like me. They're doing the same thing. They're all just going one place to another, trying to have a good time while they do it. It's the same thing. There is no disconnection. But I lived in a world full of isolation all the time, so this becomes paramount. And part of the removal of that isolation is forgiveness, one and all. And then I can truly know what forgiveness is. I will never know it unless I give it. I can never know anything unless I give it. You don't know love until you give it.